Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players there in Oscoda, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing good, Kevin. Today is, it's spring, right?
Yes, well, we think it's spring, that's for sure. But the weather is kind of iffy. One day you think it's spring, the next day you wonder, and then you're back to spring again. And hopefully spring will move out of the way and we'll get summer in here eventually.
There we go. Well, either way, Shoreline Players is going to put on their spring production. So
that's
we figured we just go with the calendar as opposed to the weather.
And maybe, you know, the title of the spring production mirrors what's happening with the weather. Never Too Late.
Absolutely. Never Too Late is our spring comedy over at the Shoreline Playhouse. And it's a funny one. It's a real funny one.
You guys, when you do comedies, you do funny stuff. So I'm not surprised at all by that.
Yeah. And this is no exception to that rule. This show is just full of great performers and a laugh a minute. And There's a lot going on right from the beginning.
All right. Well, what is the plot? Without giving away too much, when they come to see this, what are they going to be laughing at?
Well, our main character is played by Tim Curtis, and he is just very settled in his life. Mm-hmm. Good old Harry Lambert. You know, he runs his own lumber business. Life is good. He's been married to his wife, Edith, for many years. His daughter... only daughter Kate is married, and his son-in-law Kate and Charlie live with him, and Charlie works for him, and life is good. He's a little crotchety, a little grumpy, but yeah. You know, life is good.
I got a feeling that this is where the story changes.
There does come a little bit of a twist at this point. Yes. His wife makes an announcement that kind of turns Harry's world upside down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and his wife, Edith, is played by Renee Diener, who's been in many of our shows.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of folks will know Renee. And, of course, Diana Smith plays his wonderful little daughter, Kate, and her husband, Charlie, is played by Pat Tech, who was most recently seen in his first show with us, the Miss Firecracker Contest.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, yeah, and then, of course, you know, you got to round that cast out with some fun folks, like the mayor lives next door, and... Mm-hmm. That's played by Tim Wright, and Edith's best friend, who she has to confide all her troubles in, because, boy, things get, like I said, a little turned upside down
yeah.
when she makes her big announcement, and her best friend is played, Grace is played by Dawn Mobilio.
Okay.
And our wonderful Harry, his son, Austin Curtis, is making his first appearance in one of our adult shows, and he's our police officer.
Okay.
Who tries to sort all this out in the end.
And also part of the cast is Ralph Mobilio, along with his wife. All right. and the rest we're going to leave to the imaginations
that
of people until
right.
they go see it. And it opens this Friday night.
It does. We open Friday night, and I do want to give a big shout-out to the folks at the water department and our neighbors,
yeah.
Tip Tap Screw, because that whole water situation we
right.
had going on this winter for
right.
our last production went well beyond that last production, but we are now up and running on our own water, which is a wonderful thing, and we just, you know, are ready to welcome everybody into the theater this Friday night at 7:30 for our opening performance, and then we'll have additional performances on Saturday the 26th at 7:30, Sunday the 27th we have a 2 p.m. matinee, and then the following Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have the two evening shows on Friday mm-hmm. and Saturday at 7:30 and another matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m., May 4th.
All right. And the tickets are just $10?
They are just $10.
Wow.
Students with IDs are $5. And you can get your tickets at the box office or in advance at Gilbert's Drugstore, as always.
Yeah.
They do a wonderful job there getting you set up early
sure.
so you have your tickets. Or the other place you can purchase your tickets is at Tate's Bill of Fare. You can make a whole evening of it and get yourself a dinner and a show ticket. Go in, have a fabulous meal. Bring your ticket right down to the theater and come in and see the show.
Nice. Never Too Late's the name of the show there at the theater, which is on North Skeel Avenue there in Oscoda.
That is correct. We're on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base, located right next to the Robert Parks Library.
That's right.
And just to be sure, you know, we let everybody know this is kind of, you know, this is an adult comedy.
Okay.
This isn't necessarily one for the whole family to
come
to. Other than, you know, there may be a few things that fly right over the little ones' heads, I suppose.
Or maybe a few adults' heads, too.
Well, that
you never know.
Every once in a while as well. But, yeah, there is some adult content and themes
okay.
and language. Because, again, like I said, she has a rather big announcement that
right.
turns the whole family upside down. But it is a laugh a minute. And we are just having a great time getting ready for the show and looking forward to having everybody come in. And this weekend in particular, I know we have some live music being played, which will make it a real fun event, too.
Okay.
Tom Erlenbaugh will be there, and he'll be playing some piano for the opening of the show. So that'll be a fun addition to your evening.
Boy, no doubt. Well, that opens this Friday night, but looking into the future, you guys got some other events planned, too.
We do. It's going to be a busy spring and summer. We have a dance recital from Shine Dance Studio out of Lincoln in May, and then we have a big Soundwave show. Soundwave's orchestra has been around for 10 years now, and they started at our theater, and they'll be doing a show in June. And then in July, we're going to have an evening of stories with Mark Lee.
Nice. They can check out your website when the dates become firm on all those?
I believe they'll all be posted this week,
okay. And
that is www.shorelineplayers.org, as well as our Facebook page. They can follow us there and get all the information, or they can call 739-3586 and check out the answering machine or talk to somebody at the box office.
Good deal. Shoreline Players presenting Never Too Late. It opens this Friday night at 7:30 at the Playhouse there in Oscoda. And from the Shoreline Players, Sue Miller. Sue, thank you for joining us here from Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having us, Kevin, and thanks for all your support.